8:09 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday. And this Friday, we're going to have a chance to go around PA 75th. This is a monthly chat with State Representative Mike Armanini. And Mike is on the road this particular month, but he is joining us remotely, and we are sure glad that he's agreed to do so. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you. It's great to be here.
And State Representative Armanini, since we last talked, there's been some big things happening. And statewide, of course, probably one of the biggest things is the fact that Governor Shapiro has proposed a budget for the new year. And that has stirred some thoughts. I'm sure you're going to share some of those thoughts with us now. And there's also, we've been into a schedule of hearings by the committees on spending in particular categories. So could you address, first of all, the proposed budget and some of those hearings that have already taken place?
Yes, you know, for sure. With the proposed budget from the governor coming into place, coming almost $3.5 billion more from his previous, you know, of course, that's many concerns of us in Harrisburg of the spending spree that the governor has us on. And so you are correct. Right now, what we're going through are budget hearings, and our appropriations team is leading that in the House for us on the Republican side. And I believe it is day 12 of hearings. They've messed through many, many topics. You know, some of my concerns from listening in on to them is, you know, the education part in Pennsylvania is a little bit worrying me some. Mm-hmm. You know, Pennsylvania is around $22,000 per pupil for education, which is the seventh highest in the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we keep putting money out to education, which we need to make sure we are funding education, that we can educate our youth to the best that we can. But what worries me a little bit is that we're increasing this money and we have no things set up to, is this working? We are just giving money without any, say, rate of return, knowing that what the money we are funding is helping us produce a better Pennsylvania student.
Right.
And, you know, when you start looking at all the statistics that they bring in when they do these hearings, and I commend the Republican Appropriations Committee chaired by Mr. Jim Struzzi out of the Indiana area. He's doing a fantastic job with bringing the important issues to the table, you know, to whereas with education, we've lost like 140,000 students from the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But we have hired 24,000 more employees. So, of course, yes, we have, you know, when people are retiring and so forth, but it, with that contrast, it's like, you know, that just doesn't seem to flow in the right way when we're losing students, but we're hiring more. So these are things that, you know, of course, are addressing the Department of Education on.
Sure.
And so forth. And, you know, other things that really concern are the revenue collection.
Right.
You know, to date for this year, we are $148 million below what they have estimated. Okay. Mm. When you start missing that continually, like the governor's office has, that's very fictitious on how much money you're telling the people of Pennsylvania is coming in to pay for things.
Mm-hmm.
So if we continue on that pace, you know, you're going to be close to $750 million, you know, when you're increasing your budget by $3+ billion, and you're underestimating what you're bringing in, you're not helping the problem, you're causing more of the problem. So these are some of the things that are really being focused on, you know, from our committee members on, we cannot let Pennsylvania go into further debt because it'll be detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all faced with, you know, everybody needing every dollar they can possibly have. We have to start getting, you know, fiscal responsibility has to occur. And, and hopefully we can work in showing that to help all Pennsylvanians prosper. On Monday, a very important issue, of course, on Monday, the hearings will be on the probations, jails, and so forth, that department. And myself and Representative Kephart, we have been, collecting our views and our questions that we are forwarding to the committee to make sure they can bring up for us on Monday in regards to, the Quijana situation and so forth. So that'll be a very interesting hearing on Monday, how that goes. And then on Tuesday, that same hearing will occur in the Senate side, which Senator Langerholt will actually, he's on appropriations. So he'll be one of the members addressing the question. So we're very happy that we have him in that position to be able to be our voice on the Senate side. So next week will be very interesting when we'll be hearing some of the answers coming from the Department of Corrections on what is, their reasoning for, what they're proposing.
Sure. And we'll be following that very closely and look forward to getting an update again on how things are moving along with the proposed budget and the proposed sources of revenue or spending cuts, which may happen along the way. You touched on that, Representative Armanini, about the Quijana boot camp in Clearfield County, a proposal that it could possibly be closed. And also, along with that, there's been the idea floated by the president of Penn State University that perhaps Penn State Dubois campus could be closing as part of some recommendations that are yet to be made in the coming months. Could you react to that, please?
Yes, of course, the Penn State Dubois campus issue is definitely my priority, knowing that we must keep that campus in our area. It is such a economic driver, but it does so many things for the youth and people who are trying to better themselves, to give them that opportunity to start that college education at home. So hopefully, I believe Penn State Dubois has a tremendous amount of potential and offerings for the the state system, to whereas, we're one of the only campuses that have the wildlife technology degree available. Of course, the launch box, which is present. I think that campus, I would have to say, is very heavily involved with the community and industry. We definitely have programs that help the powdered metal industry and the other industries that surround the geographical area that Penn State Dubois encompasses, which, believe it or not, is almost the size of Connecticut.
Yeah.
Because when you see where that campus is situated, the area that it serves is very important, and we have to try and do whatever we can to convince them that we need that in this part, section of Pennsylvania, so we can, remain and sustain brilliance and move forward. And I think one of the things that we also can do is, I think this is a time that if they look at Penn State Dubois, they can look outside the box and realize, can we do some type of hybrid education? When I'm talking hybrid education, it's how more can we involve the Penn College, which, of course, is their trade area of the system. Even though they're not the same, they're still under the same umbrella. So whereas I think we could, if we can think outside the box and bring in the programs that they're offering, and how can we bring in more, say, Penn College-type studies, that industry is saying that, you know, these are the type of degrees that we need. We could possibly offer more 2 years degree. I think this is an opportunity that we could grow that campus by encompassing a hybrid type education there. We are going to even expand that area more than Connecticut, because we're going to be able to offer courses that, say, people in Western New York, Eastern Ohio, the Pittsburgh area would, you know, come to Du Bois, to that campus, to be able to take advantage of what is being offered. So that is something that myself, I've been really looking into, emails, conversations with Penn State personnel, you know, just trying to get as much information I can to present to them and to, of course, voice must stay open.
All right.
So we'll see how, you know, that goes. Of course, they have their committee formed, and they'll be going about. And you would also have to think that the amount of money that they just invested in the campus with the new PAW Center and so forth, why would you do that and think 3 years later that you're going to close it?
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
No sense at all.
Well, it's definitely an issue that's hitting close to home. And of course, we will keep close tabs on it. And we appreciate the constant updates that you are providing, Representative Armanini. Well, we always say it, but our time just goes by so fast. It has again this morning. Before we let you go, though, anything coming up very important in the 75th District that you want to share the details about?
Well, you know, what we're doing is, of course, we'll be having the Treasury office in both offices in Du Bois and St. Mary's coming up. I'm going to tell people to be on the watch. We'll be announcing, I think we had to do a date change because their office had to make a change on something.
Mm-hmm.
So once we know that for sure, we will be coming back out with the new dates if they need to be changed. So be on the look out for that, and as soon as we have that, of course, we will forward that to the radio station so you can help us get that out.
Yep.
And of course, we're looking forward to the June expo at the mall with Senator Langerholt. That is always a great event. So things are starting to come up, and we're discussing you know, adding more events, if it's going to be, say, a license plate event, or, you know, possibly another concealed carry event. So we're working on that to see when we can get that into the schedule so we can still provide those services to the 75th District.
All right. State Representative Mike Armanini providing us updates on some very crucial issues here. And we appreciate it, Representative Armanini, and hope that you have a great day and a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate it, and enjoy yourself.
Thank you.